All right, thank you, Michael. So we will call the meeting to order. We have Commissioners Gundlach, Michalek, Austin, and myself. We'll jump right in then to the first item up, which is approval of minutes. We have draft minutes from November 10th and November 19th. There was a notation left on the November 10th meeting minutes, number 18. It was just essentially a duplicate entry there. With the in note form and then formal form. And so that was taken care of. Are there any other issues, or do we need to? Well, let's take a motion first off, and then we'll discuss the issues, I suppose.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
We got to move approve and move second. Any other discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. That then takes us to any public comment. Mike, do we have any registrants for public comment tonight?
We do not.
Okay. So we have no registrants. That will take us then to disclosures and recusals. Anyone with commission members with a disclosure or recusal for tonight?
No.
All right, then we'll continue on. Just a reminder to commissioners here, it's the annual statement of interest update. They conveniently gave us the link to do that. If you haven't done it yet, please just go ahead and do your statement of interest and then let Jenna know that that's been completed, if you would please, so she keeps track of us. And then that takes us down. Any questions on that? Annual statement of interest update from commissioners. Okay. Fire department issues, and I see that we have Chief Ron Bloomer with us. And so we will turn it over to him for the fire department report.
All right. Actually, I wasn't expecting to be on here since Scott Beaver is supposed to be on here yet, at least to talk. But the issues, so let's see, I think later on in the fire department items, you do have some disclosure. I don't think we have anything right now.
Okay. What we usually have the fire department do is kind of just run through the things that are on the agenda. Of
Okay.
course, but I can do that. I can actually do that for you today. Because with the first one would be to review those preliminary recommendations of the fire chief on the promotion and schedule fire the file reviews. And I believe so we're actually approving your promotion today. So the first item up on our agenda, but we won't do those until after we redo the file review in closed session.
Okay.
So we'll do
Listen,
that.
did you want me to do it? I can do it for you, so you don't have to
Oh,
read.
okay. If you want to go ahead and do the fire department's report, go ahead.
Sure. So Chief Carbon is introducing the following name for promotional consideration to this rank of assistant chief from their successful placement onto the promotional list. Pending approval from the Police and Fire Commission, the members listed below will be subject to the normal probationary period of 1 year pursuant to state statute 62.13, section 4, paragraph A. A personal fire review was completed by Commissioner Gundlach. Pending approval, promotions will be effective January 4th, 2026 for Ron Bloomer.
And
And then,
then,
should we go
if you
ahead?
want to just list off all the names, you don't have to read the whole paragraph for each.
Okay, and then it would also be for Nathan Frankie, who is going from to a division chief. So that would be Nate Frankie, and that would be effective January 4th also. And then also for consideration to the rank of lieutenant would be Ryan Staudinger and Matthew Powers, effective January 4th. And then the last one would be to consideration for to the rank of apparatus engineer would be Jonathan Klinkscale, and also on January 4th, 2026.
Okay. And then, as I mentioned, we'll take those up after for consideration after our closed session.
Okay.
And then
Then
I
we do
think
have.
we have to schedule some personnel file reviews. It's a little bit further down. It looks like it's on page two. I think we've got 10 file reviews.
Yeah, looks like.
Yeah.
So I would take two commissioners to, we'll break them 5 and 5. I can help with those. Do we have a second person to help with those as well? I could probably actually do all of them. I have more time right between the next two meetings, but if someone else wants to participate, let me know.
I could take five of them. You could have
Okay.
a party, Mary.
There you go. The file review. All right. So Martha and I will take care of the file reviews. Thank you for catching that, Jenna. Go ahead then,
Thank
Chief.
you, Martha. I have a terrible time until like the second week of February with the year end close. So thank you.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you for saying that.
Do we also need to schedule some informal meetings, just looking at the positions? So it looks like there's a division chief, two candidates.
So there's the file reviews. There is division chief, yes. So you probably
Right.
need the secret or the session to meet with them, and that would be for Tim Gorzalski and David Bridges. And there would be for the January 18th promotion.
Why don't we, commissioners, if we could do like an evening just meet and greet with them, that would be, I don't know, I think it's going to be hard for some commissioners. I would push this out to be in that first week of January is what I'm thinking, because it gets hectic for people. So I'd be looking at, I'm looking at my calendar, the week starting January 5th. Is there an evening that works for people to meet, do a like a 5 p.m. or 5:30 meet and greet with them?
It looks like I'm free except for Tuesday.
So everything except January 6th. Yes.
And Monday for me.
So Monday and Tuesday are off. How does the Wednesday the 7th look for people?
Fine for me.
Wednesday the 7th at 5 p.m. Azur, does that, I know it's, you got a lot of coming up, but I can,
No,
I
I
don't.
can get it in.
Okay. So why don't, for right now, we'll say that that meeting will be Wednesday, September 7th at 5 p.m. to meet with the two fire candidates. And we'll keep it tentative just until we check with the candidates. We don't want to lock in if they may, we don't know what their vacations are and things like that. And obviously we want to be respectful to them as well. So, okay, excellent. Please proceed, Chief.
All right. And then we also have an off probation recommendation. So probationary Lieutenant Chad Workman, I'm requesting probation to extend to March 1st, 2027. And this is due to a military deployment for roughly 3 years he's had. The MFD could not conduct the evaluations for that. So he reports back to work on March 1st. So we pick up the probationary period at that time on March 1st. The promoted date for him was January 8th in 2023.
Okay. Due to the extended military leave with this one, we will need a motion to approve the recommendation of the fire department, and I would say with the dates as listed. I'll take a motion.
So
So
moved.
I have a motion.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
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 And I think that was everybody. I heard all the voices there. Okay, please proceed, Chief.
All right, and the final thing is we do have a couple personal investigations going on. So there's three of them. Did you want me to? There's for MFD Rule 19. So the drivers, when responding to emergency calls, they shall ex exercise the judgment and care with due regard to the safety and life property. That was for that one. Also, MFD Rule 39. They must conform and properly obey all laws. And Rule 18. The members shall conform to the rules and regulations and observe the laws. So that's the first one. The second one we have going on is MFD Policy 11.13, which is a lateness for work, and also MFD Rule 39, which is strictly on time to the minute. And another one we have going on is MFD Rule 18. Members shall conform to the rules and regulations of the department, observe the laws and APMs and ordinances. MFD Rule 39, which members must conform to and properly obey all laws, and Rule 51, where members should at all times conduct themselves so as not to bring the department to in disrepute, and actually APM 2-33, which is employees must adhere to federal, state, and local laws. And those are the ones we currently have.
Commissioners, any questions for the chief on those? Okay. Well, chief, I am grateful that you were willing to just step in and get your practice in on the new role. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then we will let you know on the you're welcome to stay, obviously, for the rest of the meeting, but we always notify you with the stuff after the closed session.
Great, thank
Okay.
you.
And then we do have Captain Drescher with us, and we're up to the police department items. Captain, welcome,
Well, good
welcome.
evening. Good evening. Welcome to everyone. And yep, I'll circle back as well because we had some file reviews from last month. So I'll kind of get a hold of Mike and Jenna after the meeting. And then our next agenda item is the consideration and potential action regarding the final recommendation of the chief to promote and hire candidates following the successful completion of their probationary period. So we can go by rank if you'd like. The first is Captain Diane Nautigal, which is effective the 22nd of this month.
So I think we will let's break that into we'll break it into the three motions, one for the captain, one for the lieutenants, and one for the officer. I think that's appropriate. I'll take a motion to finalize. Now I know with Captain Nautigal, we just met with her recently, but she was filling in that position during the acting chief's time, which that's why she was given credit for her time. That's why we are seeing that name come back up so soon in front of us.
Yes.
So with that in mind, I will take a motion to approve the chief's final recommendation on the completion of the probationary period for Captain Nautigal, effective as listed in the agenda.
So moved.
Have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I saw Kevin, I saw your mouth move, so I think it was an eye. There we go. Okay. Go ahead, Captain.
Next up for the rank of lieutenant, we have Lieutenant Nick Isle, Lieutenant Glenn Davis, and Lieutenant Lib Novitsky, also all effective on the 22nd of this month.
Commissioners, a motion. I'll go ahead and make the motion to approve the chief's final recommendation after the completion of the successful completion of the probationary period.
Second.
I have a motion, I have a second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Excellent.
All right.
And
Thank you. And last but not least is Officer Zachary Rubin, who was extended approximately 1 month due to military leave, and now he is all cleared to go.
excellent. We'll take a motion on that one.
I move for the accepting the chief's final recommendation to promote Zachary Rubin to officer effective after the successful completion of the probationary period to officer effective December 22nd, 2025.
I'll
Second.
second that. Oh, Kevin seconded the motion. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that one passes as well.
Right. Excellent. Thank you very much. So, up next is consideration potential action to add candidates to our hiring, or excuse me, our not hiring eligibility list. And I sent those last week. We have a total of it was 10 candidates when I sent it to you. We are unfortunately down to nine. Our accelerated candidate, Keith Bartling, pulled out of the process. And it's remaining in New York, which is where he's from. So we are down to nine, and those would all be for our pre-service academy.
Okay, commissioners, we've had a chance to review the details on those individuals to keep them in the hiring process, and we had the bios and stuff from the police department. Do you have any questions for police at all on that?
I
Okay.
interviewed them all, so I'm happy to help.
Okay. I just want to make sure they don't have any process questions or anything like that as well. But I think otherwise, I will take a motion then to approve them to move on in the eligibility in the hiring process on the eligibility list.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
All right. Up next is just a status update for our promotional process for 2026. So I bring this, we do this every year about the same time. So this will be for promotional people who will be eligible for promotion starting in July of next year, but they need to go through the process. So I just wanted to let everybody know that we had quite a robust turnout this year. We had 14 officers put in for detective, nine sergeants or detectives put in for lieutenant. And we actually had two people put in for investigator, which seems low, but when we have a very small cadre of investigators and rarely retirements are projected. So I think it's good to see that we don't necessarily have any projected retirements in the unit, but two people still want to go through the process. So up next for all of them, they're going through in the next 2 weeks a bunch of leadership labs and orientations, and then they'll start working on their panels, which we call like a, we have oral boards and all that kind of stuff internally as well.
Questions for the captain on any of that? Okay.
All right. And then just for our retirements and resignations, we did have two resignations, or excuse me, one retirement and one resignation. Dominic Schreckenthaler left, and his effective date is 11/16. And then Roderick Johnson, who was a detective, his effective date was just a couple of days ago.
Roderick has been here quite a while. Okay.
All right. And then finally, our disciplinary update. We actually don't have any carryovers for the first time in several months. Those were all closed, but we do have one new one. And that is date reported was 11/10, and that is code of conduct, unlawful conduct.
Okay. Any questions for police on that? Otherwise, I think that is their last item, and then we move into our informal meeting with Captain Candidate Kip Hartman. And I see he's already in our meeting.
Yep,
Thank
I
you so
think he's
much,
here.
Captain. Yeah, I see him there. Thank you,
Thank
Captain. I
you.
appreciate your time.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
And there he is. Welcome, welcome. So we just we're very informal with our discussions with candidates. We usually don't we don't we for timing reasons we put it in with our regular business meeting. That's not always how we do it. But I want to thank you for your time tonight in coming to see us. And I'll start out the questions. We'd like to have it just kind of a back and forth with informal questions to get to know the people in the higher ranking that'll be holding those higher ranking positions in the departments. And so the first, I get to throw the softball one out is if you could kind of introduce yourself to the commission and just give us a quick bio, a quick thumbnail sketch of you and kind of your career history, et cetera.
All right, my name is Hartman. I have been with the City of Madison Police Department since 2005, going into my 21st year this year. And started off at the rank of patrol officer and did that for about 7 years before I was assigned to the training team to become a training officer. I spent 4 years there and then promoted to sergeant. While I was doing all of that as well, I served on the City of Madison SWAT team in various roles there. When I became a sergeant, I worked the South Side as a supervisor, and then there was an opening for a training sergeant, and I did return back and held the position as a training sergeant and kind of like a lead recruiter at the training center. After that, I was promoted to lieutenant, where I took over Knight's OIC for my first year in 2020. Did that for a while and then was sent to be a detective lieutenant on the South Side. Did that for a little less than a year. And then I was selected to be the commander of the Dane County Narcotics Task Force. I served as the commander there for 3 years and then was promoted to acting captain here close to end of February. So that's kind of me in a nutshell. I've done everything from field training officer. I've been With the SWAT team off and on as both just an officer, an assistant team leader, a team lead, lieutenant of the negotiators and overseeing them and their roles. I have served as a use of force expert with our PSNIA and assist with use of force reviews that our officers do and helping judge decisions on whether the use of force was reasonable and within training policy and law. And if not, then assisting them in determining if those officers either need retraining or to be held accountable for their actions that occurred. So that is most of everything. Anything else that you would like me to cover?
Well, it will what we do then, if it's okay with you, Captain, can we just call you Kip?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Oh, good, thanks. We'll go on first names then for the informal part. If you would, yeah, we'll just open. So, commissioners, excuse me. Questions for Kip,
Oh,
Captain.
well, I have one. What did you do before you were a police officer?
Yes. So, born and raised in Illinois. Hopefully, that's not held against me here. Right after high school, I had the itch to serve my country, so I joined the Army. I was a paratrooper and I graduated of the U.S. Army Ranger School. Did a 3-year contract with them, and then after that, went to college. My college time is when I decided to get into law enforcement. Got my associate's degree and moved to Michigan, where I was pursuing the love of my life. Put a ring on her finger, and we've been together for going on 21 years here, going on 22 years here, actually. And then I was pursuing law enforcement jobs and kind of throughout the Midwest, both kind of like Michigan, Illinois, and everything. One of my professors during my college time said, if you really want to be a part of a department that is kind of forward thinking, go to the city of Madison. And that's where I decided to try and was hired here. During my time in college and after, did various jobs like working for Menards, working for private country clubs and such. Got EMT certified, decided not to go to the fire side of things, and stayed with my pursuit of serving in law enforcement.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll just go. I'm not sure certain what your next assignment. I don't recall. I don't remember which assignment you got for next year. But if you could talk to us a little bit about that assignment and what you see are potential challenges, both for that assignment, and then what do you kind of see on the horizon for the police department in general? Some of the challenges that are coming up for you, or the kind of the microcosm with your assignment and then the broader picture from the department.
Sure. So I've been serving in the role of the captain of the Central District through the rest of 2025. And then starting in 2026, I will remain the captain of the Central District. The biggest thing that I've seen as I've gotten to meet business owners, residents in the downtown area, neighborhood associations, and more is that there's been a lot of inconsistency. And I don't want to say inconsistency, there's been a lot of turnover in leadership in the Madison Police Department here in the Central District. So my goal is to stay in this position for as long as the chief will have me. So then that way I can provide that consistency. It's the same face, the same voice that people know and that they can reach out to, and that we can work on issues together. So that is my number one goal. The same thing then to our officers is that consistent leadership in the district. And generally, our leaders will stay in positions around 4 years, roughly. So my hope is to put in that time so officers know what they will get when they come to the Central District, and it's not just going to be who's the newest captain that's rotating in for a short period before rotating out. So I'm looking to offer that consistency. As far as the Madison Police Department, I think we will continue to look at what is the next best practice. We have constantly been good at self-assessing ourselves of where our shortcomings are. And I think that we've been able to identify some good ones and what we need to continue to improve upon. And then continuing to make sure that the things that we're improve upon are the best practices, both here for the city of Madison, but also nationwide. So watching some of those things, recruitment retention, I think we're starting to see those come back up, which is good. And then also kind of that community policing aspect of things of reaching back out. We're out of COVID now. People are good with meeting together. I just came from a coffee with a cop downtown here. And so how do we get back into those good, strong relationships with our community partners, the businesses, and the residents?
Are you seeing a lot of participation then from your central community? I know you have one of the more unique communities because you have the student population as well as people who live there, permanent residents, things like that. How do you feel about the level of engagement you have with the community there?
We have several strong neighborhood associations that really enjoy having us there and engaging with us. So overall, I feel it is fairly strong. It's definitely different than what the other district sees. And so we do have a different approach that I think that we'll have to take with it.
Could you elaborate on that last piece a little bit?
Sure. We don't have as much of the youth population. Obviously we have the college students. We do have some small kids, but you don't see the parks filled with lots of kids and stuff like that. A lot of that is in the outer districts and stuff. So I think the events that we are going to host and focus on will look different than what the other districts have. But we definitely have our outreach opportunities here.
Questions from commissioners? Did we?
I have it's kind of a two-part. So, what are you most proud of the Madison Police Department since you've been involved, the department? And then, what are you most proud of what you've done personally in the department?
Good question. I would definitely say that I'm proud that we have always stayed true to ourselves, that we are a community-based policing organization, and that we are always looking to engage with the community. And being here long enough, I've seen the good times with the community and times that we aren't as close, unfortunately. But we always come back to we're not going to change. We're not going to fall into any other trends, if you will. And we're going to always continue to focus on that community outreach and partnership. As far as me, the highlights that I have had here, boy, I think some of the highlights is the diversity of our department that I really have enjoyed the most. And that's just because, I'm very proud of the things that I do, but then just to see all the different ideas that come in from everywhere, those have really helped me grow as a person, knowing that, okay, there's no way that I can possibly have all the right answers here, listening to all my coworkers and partners and stuff like that. So that kind of growth, emotional growth, or has been very positive for me in my life here.
Thank you.
I'll ask a really easy one and then one that I'm just curious about. So the easy one is, what do you like to do on your off time? Passions, interests, and then the other one. Downtown it is, right? So you mentioned businesses a number of times, and there's also workers, of course, and sometimes that coincides with the businesses, and sometimes there are disputes. How do you balance that in getting input from workers if there's issues between employers and workers, say the strikes that go on, the actions that go on, etc. To build that,
Excellent.
so people understand, like you're neutral in those types of situations. How do you balance that?
Sure. To that first one, personal interests, I'm very family focused. I got a senior in high school right now and middle schooler, so they are both very active, so they keep me very busy and stuff like that. I'm a very outdoors type person. Generally, I always try to plan one vacation where I get out into some remote area where I lose all cell phone contact, email, internet, all that sort of stuff. And it's just a great way to unplug and really enjoy, everything. So when it comes to the businesses and the workers and stuff, and the downtown area is obviously where the capital is, and we see everything from marches, demonstrations, and protests and stuff like that. And the important thing is that we, are offering the safety to everybody, that they're all able to demonstrate freely and safely, and everybody's voice can be heard. So yeah, there's I don't look at it, or I haven't looked at it so far as being the captain here. When these things come up, we're looking at how do we provide the safety? Where are the vulnerabilities where somebody might take advantage of this group to victimize them, and how do we counter that, and how do we prevent that from happening? So,
Great. Thank you.
yes.
Commissioners, what other questions do we have? Oh, go ahead, Martha.
Oh, I want to know some of the remote places you've been. Maybe two.
Maybe two. Let's see. My favorite go-to is always going to be the Boundary Waters. I like to get in as far as I can, and then that way, like I said, there's no cell service, no nothing, and take just enough food to get by, but then fish for the rest of it. So that would be one of them. Started to dabble a little bit in overseas travel, which we've really been enjoying that as well, kind of seeing Europe and stuff like that. And as far as out west, anywhere in the mountains, love mountains. So,
Thanks. Me too.
Me three. As far out as possible.
Yes.
Here now we're all talking about our vacation destination.
Because we're standing in 12 inches of snow.
Embrace the snow. Do you see any, as far as the with Central, it sounds like you got a little bit of time down there. If you could change like one thing, or what is one area of kind of a longer term focus or project that you are looking to dig into down there to move the needle on?
If I could solve the parking issue, I think I would be chief for sure for my officers. But for the downtown area, I think the communication, continue to focus on that. And that's going to be not only with the neighborhood associations, with the bid and stuff like that. Just coming from that coffee with a cop I was at earlier, that kind of seems like one of the things people asking, like, well, what is the best way to let you know about this or that? So I think continuing to focus on communication. Obviously, we were able to give a lot of educational information tonight, which really helped kind of help people to see what the issue is and what the police can do or cannot do in those situations. So I think that's going to be one of the things that I'm going to work on the most, is focusing on that communication thing. And I think too, with that, like I said, there's been a lot of turnover here recently. I think that will streamline with having me in this position, hopefully longer term.
I think that that's a wise thing to say. The stability and a familiar face go a long way.
Yes.
Other questions from commissioners at all? I want to thank you again, Captain, for coming in and giving us some of your time tonight. And I wish you a productive and wonderful career as well. So thank you, and we'll go on to our next agenda item then. So
Thank you.
we'll cut you loose if there's no other last call for questions, you guys. All right. Thank you,
Thank you.
Captain.
Yes, thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay. So that will take us to our proposed closed session. We are contemplating closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985, sub 1, sub C, to discuss and take action, if appropriate, regarding employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility, specifically to consider the preliminary recommendation of the fire chief for the promotion of the following candidates and report on personnel files. All of these are effective January 4th of 2026. Ron Bloomer, Assistant Chief. Nathan Frankie, Division Chief, Ryan Stodiger, Lieutenant, Matthew Powers, Lieutenant, and Jonathan Klinkscale, Apparatus Engineer. Also to consider the preliminary recommendation of the Police Chief for the promotion of the following candidates to report on file reviews. Department Captain, and these are effective the January 4th, Kelly Doherty, Lieutenant, effective January 4th, Chanda Dolson, Lieutenant, effective December 21st, and Firoz Kilji, Detective, effective January 4th. Also to discuss the police chief hiring process, employee roles, and review feedback. I will take a motion then for that.
Motion to go into closed session.
Second.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And that sounds like everybody. There's Mike. Hey, Mike, our motion to come back was Commissioner Vukalik Austin, and it was seconded by Commissioner Fudge Hart and passed on voice vote. And I do believe we will have some motions for you now.
Make sure. Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the chief's preliminary recommendation for promotion of Ron Bloomer to assistant chief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That one passed.
Then I'll make a motion to approve the chief's preliminary recommendation for promotion of Nate Frankie to division chief.
Second.
And a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And I'll make another motion to approve the chief's preliminary recommendation for promotion of Matt Powers and Ryan Staudinger to lieutenant.
Second.
Second.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye.
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 And then finally, I make a motion to approve the chief's preliminary recommendation for promotion of Jonathan Klinkscale to apparatus engineer.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 That was everybody. Okay. And then go ahead. I'm sorry. And
No, you. Is it my turn?
yes, please.
I move approval for the preliminary recommendation of the police chief for the promotion of Kip Hartman to captain effective January 4th,
Second.
2000.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
I move the approval for the preliminary recommendation of the police chief for the promotion of Kelly Doherty and Chandra D Dolson to lieutenant. Kelly Doherty's effective January 4th, 2026, and Chandra Dolson is effective December 21st, 2025.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Move approval for the preliminary recommendation of the police chief for the promotion of Feroz Kule to detective effective January 4th, 2026.
I'll second that one.
Single.
Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And that's unanimous as well. Okay. And I believe that takes care of all of our motions.
Can I
Oh,
add something?
Kevin.
I don't think I said effective January 4th, 2026. Could I just include that for those motions without objection? Thank you.
I appreciate that you think I can type fast enough to have omitted that.
All right, then we are ready for the last motion for the meeting.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion and a second for adjournment. All in favor? Aye.
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 Thank you, everyone, for your time tonight. You have a good night. That was everybody on the meeting.
Have your happy holidays.
Good night.
Good night.
Everyone.